Welcome to our podcast where we explore the world of business and entrepreneurship in English. In recent Barclays news, the bank is grappling with the reality that underpaying customers is unsustainable for its business model. This coincides with its decision to reduce its price target for Mirati Therapeutics to $71. Moving to the bank's global performance, the first half of 2023 witnessed a minor increase in income for Barclays Asia business, a trend that mirrors its overall business performance. In separate but interconnected developments, leadership disruptions have occurred at Coutts Bank and NatWest as a result of the mishandling of Nigel Farage's bank accounts. Coutts Bank CEO Peter Flavel resigned, followed closely by NatWest CEO Alison Rose's forced departure under 48 hours later. The Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, refrained from showing confidence in NatWest's chairman amidst these controversies. In the latest development at Wynn Resorts, casino mogul Steve Wynn has agreed to pay a hefty $10 million fine in response to multiple sexual harassment allegations that have sent shockwaves through the casino industry. As a part of this substantial penalty, indicative of a greater awareness and zero tolerance for sexual harassment in workplaces in the era of #MeToo, he has also been instructed to maintain up to 5% passive ownership in a publicly traded corporation registered with the Gaming Commission. This requirement ensures that despite his serious misconduct, Steve Wynn will retain some degree of involvement in the corporate world, pointing out the complexities of balancing accountability for individuals' actions against their potential financial interests and industry contributions. Steve Wynn has chosen to step down from his position and resign from his role as the head of Wynn Resorts as a direct consequence of these allegations. His resignation marks the end of a troubled period for Wynn Resorts and asks more significant questions about the corporate culture and employee treatment within the casino industry. The situation serves as a stark reminder that no individual or company is exempt from the repercussions of inappropriate behavior, emphasizing the need to create safe, respectful workspaces for all. As investigations continue into the allegations against Steve Wynn, we ought to pay tribute to the bravery of those victims who came forward to expose their experiences. Their courage has thrown light on critical issues, instigating meaningful changes within the industry. Thank you for joining us on this episode about the intricacies of the business world, where we explored strategies, insights, and real-life experiences from industry leaders, inspiring you to thrive in your own entrepreneurial endeavors.